Penguin Audio presents The Lunatic Cafe by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. Chapter 1. It was 2 weeks before Christmas, a slow time of year for raising the dead. My last client of the night sat across from me. There had been no notation by his name, no note saying zombie raising or vampire slaying, nothing. Which probably meant whatever he wanted me to do was something I wouldn't or couldn't do. Pre-Christmas was a dead time of year, no pun intended. My boss, Bert, took any job that would have us. George Smits was a tall man, well over 6 feet. He was broad-shouldered and muscular. Not the muscles you get from lifting weights and running around indoor tracks. The muscles you get from hard physical labor. I would have bet money that Mr. Smits was a construction worker, farmer, or something similar. He was shaped large and square, with grime embedded under his fingernails that soap would not touch. He sat in front of me, crushing his toboggan hat, kneading it in his big hands. The coffee that he'd accepted sat cooling on the edge of my desk. He hadn't taken so much as a sip. I was drinking my coffee out of the Christmas mug that Bert, my boss, had insisted everyone bring in. A personalized holiday mug to add a personal touch to the office. My mug had a reindeer in a bathrobe and slippers with Christmas lights laced in its antlers, toasting the merry season with champagne and saying, "Bingle gels." Bert didn't really like my mug, but he let it go, probably afraid of what else I might bring in.